1967, and Ireland was opening out to the world. Economic and industrial policy was shaping the course of direction. The degree of change and transformation was evident to two men, Graham Williams and Norman Bale, who saw the need for a professional tax organisation in the country. They placed an advert in the Irish Times, inviting those with an interest in setting up a new organisation to join them. 200 people gathered near St. Stephen's Green, and the Institute of Taxation in Ireland was born. It aimed to disseminate knowledge, improve practice, and cooperate with policymakers. It set about its work immediately. The first seminar on the Finance Act and Estate Duty was held in Trinity College. The early years were busy ones. The 70s alone brought a raft of changes to capital taxes, amongst others. Ireland's entry into the EEC also brought huge change. The first of many chapters in our EU tax history began, and VAT was one of them.
Excuse me, could I ever ask you what you think of value-added tax?
I think it's very difficult indeed.
Is there any point in having it rather than any other system of taxation on goods, do you think?
No, simply because it's in the continent of Europe and no other region.
Of what?
Value-added tax.
Never heard of it.
Is it a no-new tax?
Yes.
Irish and international tax knowledge was becoming more important. The Institute used seminars, conferences and articles to share that knowledge. It launched the AITI tax qualification in 1978. It became the hallmark of excellence in tax, and the respected qualification led to the development of an expert-class tax profession in Ireland. The ongoing focus of domestic growth and foreign direct investment was reflected in the volume of tax legislation enacted through the decades that followed. As Ireland looked outwards, the Institute expanded. It became a leading publisher of tax legislation and commentary books. It published over 340 titles in five decades. Its titles mirrored transformative measures in Ireland's economic story. Other information initiatives included the Irish Tax Review, Tax Facts, and the online tool Tax Find. From the very beginning, collaboration was at the core of our ethos. The Institute worked with others to shape tax policy and the tax administration system for the better. Its commitment to tax administration was evident through participation on TALC, its branch network activity, and work on ROS. However, one of its greatest contributions is judged to have been its work on the introduction of self-assessment in 1988. The fifth report of the Commission on Taxation declared that the administration of taxation in Ireland had virtually broken down. Radical measures were needed, and a new regime was recommended. The Institute brought a deep understanding of taxpayers and tax returns to this new chapter in tax administration. Members travelled to Canada, the US, Australia and New Zealand to bring the international experience to the discussions. They established an extensive education and information campaign on the new regime. And such was the scale of their contribution that it was recognised by government. The Institute displayed equal dedication to tax policy formation, working with government, the Oireachtas, officials, the EU, and the OECD on the tax issues of the day. Tailored tax policy courses in partnership with the Department of Finance and Revenue reflect this dedication. Recognition of the new global tax landscape and a new future was reflected by hosting major global tax conferences. Today, the Irish Tax Institute is the leading representative and educational body for Ireland's chartered tax advisors. It is the only professional body dedicated to tax and has over 5,000 members in Ireland. With the Chartered Institute of Taxation in the UK and the Tax Institute of Australia, it is part of the 28,000 strong global CTA network, and its home is in the heart of Dublin's Silicon Docks. After 50 years, the Institute remains deeply committed to its role in education, tax administration and tax policy. It's committed to the future of the tax profession and its role in serving taxpayers and Ireland's best interests in a new world order.